life. So yeah.
Yeah, the problem with Catholicism is not of God. It's a man-made religion.
And
you,
sure.
Yeah, and you know today it's full of money. It's full of false gospels. It's full of sexual perversion. They've admitted. You know they admitted.
Yeah, oh, I hate. Trust me. I alienated myself from that shit.
Wait, what are you preaching?
They admit. Hold on. They admitted that the Pope was hiding before he was Pope. He was moving around sexual predators and moving them to different places, hiding them. That's a wicked, wicked organization.
Yeah.
So what we're preaching is Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the first century New Testament model that Christ ordained, which is not Baptist, Lutheran, Jehovah Witness, Mormon, Catholic. It's the New Testament body that Christ ordained. It doesn't have things like the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, that the Roman Catholics invented. It doesn't have false gospels that let you live like the world and still be part of God. It doesn't have worldliness and compromise. It isn't made up of a money system where you got to go to church and put your money in the plate. 80%, did you guys know this? 80% of the money that's given at American churches, do you know where it goes for? Buildings, buildings and salaries.
Yeah.
Do you know where the money went for the New Testament true body of Christ? Preaching the gospel and widows and orphans.
Yeah. Oh, I have first-hand experience with it. I alienated myself from the church.
That's good.
Sure. But I'm just wondering, like,
you should. What
you guys have, like, if you're out here, like, do you have a church that? Like,
well,
like, what's your ultimate plan?
Yeah, I'm a mobile street preacher. We live in our van, and I sold everything I own to support myself. I don't take people's money. So we travel all over. So we are like a mobile home fellowship. Like some people are home fellowships, and they just meet in home. We're a mobile home fellowship. We know saints all over the world, and then when we're in town, we know a brother that's in town up north of ways. We'll go and we'll meet with him. So what we teach people is we preach the biblical gospel. It's on the card. By Christ shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, you must repent, come out of the world, come out of the church system.
Why do you have to repent?
Hold on. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. You get a new heart and a new mind. Holiness and obedience is the fruit that you know God. You don't live like the world anymore. And then you have to endure in the faith.
Why do you have to repent?
The reason you have to repent is man fell into sin. So man's proclivity.
What did I do to sin?
Well, did you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength every day of your life, no matter what?
Well, I'm still deciding.
Did you ever lie? Did you ever lust? Did you ever get drunk?
I can't be drunk?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if this is...
There you go. So that's the reason why you need the gospel. So check out our website sometime, don'tperish.com, for free.
I don't think I'm a bad man.
Well, everyone's bad. No one's good but God.
Well, that's...
So you need his his perfect righteousness. You need his perfect righteousness, but if his spirit is in you and it's holy, what is your life going to look like? Worldly or holy? It's going to live holy.
I'm following. So I just have one question then. So since does that make you guys good?
Good?
Yeah.
No one's good. I have a wicked heart that could... Yeah. I used to have a wicked heart. I have a new heart now. I can choose sin at every time. Christ is good. God is good. But what we are is we're holy. And here's why we're holy. Holy means to be set apart.
Is holy better than not holy?
Of course. Of course. That's like saying, is sin better than righteousness? No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if it is.
It's not. Because sin's going to send you to hell and eternal damnation. But goodness and righteousness in Christ will lead you to eternal life.
So
holiness means you're set apart. So we came...
Can I ask one question?
We came out of the culture. We came out of the culture. We came out of church.
I just have one question, and this was kind of like my one question and my problem with...
Test yourself to the Word of God.
The whole faith is, how would a loving God create a hell?
How would a loving God create hell?
Yeah.
Well, he created hell so that you could have free choice. Because otherwise, you'd be a slave. He gave you free choice. Otherwise,
you're
a slave.
But you're not a slave when you have to abide by all of the rules of...
We're bond slaves. So my wife and I are married. We choose to be married to each other. We're bond slaves to each other. I serve her. She serves me. I can leave anytime. She can leave anytime she wants. You can leave the faith of God. You're a bond slave. You have freedom of choice. And that's that's the only reason that makes love good. Neither of you guys are married. If you ever get married... You know what makes love really good? When you come home, she's there and she wants to be with you. You didn't lock her in a basement.
No, yeah, I have a girlfriend at home.
Why love has to be free will. That's why God created free will. And he had to have a place for people that most people are going to choose sin.
They're going to choose sin. It's hard for me to think that people like Hitler and stuff go to heaven, you know?
No, there's a holding place for them.
No. And that's why, but for me, I am lost when I think of If someone is all-loving and loves everything that he creates, how could he create damnation?
Because he's holy.
Eternal hell, eternal burning, eternal pain.
Yep,
eternal
yep. Well, your soul's eternal, so it's got to suffer eternal. The reason he did that is because he gave you free will, but you can't complain because he gave you Christ, who came and made a way for you. And if you'll just get in the ark, which is Jesus Christ, the spiritual ark, through faith and repentance, you don't have to burn in hell. So you're going to burn in hell if you choose it. You live a life of sin, worldliness, drunkenness, debauchery, lust. You're going to burn in hell by your own choice. By your own choice.
What's the first thought that goes through your head when you wake up in the morning?
How am I going to serve God today?
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I respect that.
That's because I live this life. I've stripped everything else out of my life. I don't have a TV. I don't follow politics. Yeah. I don't do my old sports. I don't get drunk. If I see a woman dressed lascivious, I look down because I don't want to have any thoughts or think or even be tempted by it. I want to walk in a way that's purity. If you punched me, I used to be a fighter. I got to fight my flesh to not knock your teeth out and defend myself, but I'm not going to do that. Because that's not godly. Hey, I'm going to take my licks for the Lord.
I respect
that's the flesh I have to struggle with.
And honestly, I was literally just saying this to my friends. We're here for a bachelor party.
Ah.
And one thing.
Sin and wickedness. Drunkenness.
Oh, no, we're full of it.
Sin and wickedness and drunkenness. I used to do that stuff.
As you can see how we stopped and took the time out of our day to actually have
There may be hope for you.
Meaningful conversation, right?
Sin and wickedness. But
there may be hope for you, but you have to repent of all that.
Sure, and maybe you don't know me, maybe I go to church every Sunday with my family.
It doesn't matter.
And
I know you by your fruit. If you attend bachelor parties and do drunken ways,
really,
your fruit is sin and wickedness.
I know, I'm a bad guy. Here's the thing.
I'm glad you admit that. You need to repent. We don't want to enter the kingdom of God unless you repent.
But if you like to judge people from a lens, I could judge you from a lens saying, I walked by some loser holding a sign.
Jesus said, judge by their fruit. What am I doing? I'm lifting up Jesus, not doing nothing. I've been walking all over here. I'm just resting my wife here.
But you're bothering other people.
Did I bother you? Did you walk up to me?
No, so what I'm wondering is, so all these people...
You walked up to me, and I think you can walk on right now. Take your friend on.
I absolutely can, but all these people that you're yelling at, do you think...
Yelling? I'm sitting here talking.
Do you think that you bother people?
You think I'm talking? Are you bothering me by your drunkenness and your party?
Oh, am I drunk right now? Am I drunk right now, Lou? No, I'm not drunk, actually. That's interesting. Because we haven't had drinks yet today.
Really?
So
okay.
I'm confused.
You just said you were at a bachelor party.
I'm at a bachelor party. Okay. Can I enjoy myself at a bachelor party without drinks? Can
you not if you're a God. Not if you're a God. Tell you what.
This guy knows. You know what, Luke? I think we should walk because...
Yeah, I think you should.
He knows God, and we don't know God.
Yeah, you don't. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit.
You know what? Once we learn God, maybe we'll be able to stand outside...
And preach the gospel.
And hold some dumb sign that we made with the Sharpie.
And preach the gospel versus doing debauchery at a bachelor party?
Sure.
Really? Really? So you think lifting up Jesus Christ is useless versus a bachelor party?
Where's Jesus Christ? Huh? Where's Jesus Christ? I just see a bunch of like...
Really he doesn't read very well. Follow Jesus, not the culture.
I'm trying to see like a picture of my man Jesus Christ.
Satan runs the world in church. Repent, come out, obey Jesus. You don't read very good.
Satan runs the world in church.
Sure he does. This is the culture of Satan. And you're following him, and if you do, it will be your destruction.
We're in the culture of Satan. All these people
are. Yep, you
are. The church of Satan.
We love you. I hope that you repent.
No,
I hope you repent and one day find new life, because I used to be just like you. Yeah. I'm no better than you, but I used to be just like you, and what I am different. I repented, and I changed my ways, and the Spirit and the Word of God saved me from my drunkenness, my debauchery, my worldliness, and my sin.
Are you happy?
Am I happy?
Yeah, do you wake up happy, man?
I think that's a terrible word.
You think happy is a terrible word?
Would you let me explain?
No, how about fulfilled? Do you feel fulfilled?
Would you let me explain? The Bible talks about the joy of the Holy Spirit. And if you know what the joy of the Holy Spirit is deep inside you, if you're born again, the joy of the Holy Spirit is this, inner calm. So I have an inner calm that nothing surpasses that. The Bible says you can have the peace. So I don't like the word happy because the world's happy. Inner calm, I like to use Bible terms. Inner calm, joy, peace, happiness. Happiness is for the world.
But do you want love. To use Greek word? Because the Bible...
What I'll say is, I'm glad that you have that inner calm. I think I have an inner calm as well. I think that all of us have some sort of inner calm.
But a lot of people get it through New Age ways and fleshly ways, and that's not of God. The intercom has to come via the Holy Spirit.
I don't know.
Have to be born again.
Sure. I don't know if I'm necessarily...
And if you're born again, you come out of the world. That's the fruit. So you were asking about, look at this guy. I hope my fruit is, he takes his time. I retired early to fund myself. I don't take anybody's money. To go and travel.
How do you guys, I'm just like...
Hey, I fund myself. I worked my whole life.
But how do you pay for...
I worked my whole life.
I believe that, but I'm saying...
I worked my whole life and I saved my money. So I sold everything I owned to fund myself.
But inflation is crazy, and like we're not living.
I live really smart.
And
I live really cheap.
Awesome.
So I don't need nobody's money. Unlike all these pastors and the popes, I don't need people's money.
So you'll know a man by his fruit. Well, I'm just wondering.
And the fruit of my life should be holiness, obedience to the scriptures.
Do you think loving my neighbors?
What's that?
Do you think Jesus constantly interrupted people?
Did you ever read where he dealt with the Pharisees?
He called them hypocrites.
Eight or nine times in Matthew 23.
You can't answer a question when you ask.
Did you know that?
You literally ask him a question.
He called them hypocrites.
This is the problem that you have with these people,
Jesus didn't have any time for false teachers.
You can't ask them a straight question.
He didn't have any time for false teachers.
We're having a conversation that
outside of society.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Jesus didn't have any time for false teachers and people that defended sin. So maybe you guys just go on your way. I'm not bothering you.
No, you can just go on your way. I was getting something out of it for sure.
Okay.
Let's go on our way.
Yep, go on your way. Yep, I hope you repent.
Thank you for your time.
I hope you repent and seek the kingdom of God.
I will absolutely seek the kingdom of God.
But you're not doing it by living after the pattern of the world.
Calling
Americans to repentance, loving our neighbor. Jesus made the way for sin and worldliness.
Thank you for your time. Jesus made the way
for holiness, obedience, love, truth, hope, mercy, and grace. Test yourself to the Word of God today.